We're now going to look at redemption. And it's really all about how this curse of death, of thorns, of fruitfulness. So we cause this, how this should be like a tree, lots of fruit on it, but it isn't anymore. And that's because of this curse which we brought. It's all because we broke that one rule that the Lord God had given us. So that curse of death has been going on since Adam and Eve, right at the beginning. And we've always been looking for a way to get rid of this curse, the search for eternal life. And we've been looking for a way, but the reason we celebrate Christmas is there is an end to that curse. There is someone who comes and takes it away. That person is Jesus. But as we read actually in our the one before this last one, John 19, we saw it's not a very simple process. This evil, this punishment that we brought upon ourselves, that really we actually brought upon the whole world is fruitless, is lifeless. And it's quite hard to take that away. That curse of death doesn't really ever disappear. There's not a way to just click and make it go away. And it's kind of like, the image that came to my mind, is kind of like when you're trying to clean a dirty plate or some dirty dishes. That dirt that's on the plate doesn't go away. It never disappears. You have to take it away with a sponge. The sponge has to absorb all that dirt. So even with, as we're cleaning, dirt doesn't disappear. And it is the same for us. This evil, this sin and this curse that's been going on since Genesis never disappears. But like a sponge, there is something that can take it away, take it on itself. And that's really Jesus. And that's what we're celebrating at Christmas. And it's the meaning for the red ribbon, this redemption. Now, as we saw in the first talk, Jesus was the light of the world. He's come to show everyone what life's all about. And the reason we put the red ribbon around the world is, or in this case, red paper, is because this curse of death can't disappear. We can't make it go away, but we can give it away. This curse of having to die, of death being stronger than us being afraid to die, that can be given to somebody. And that's what's so amazing about what we read in John. John is amazed that Jesus has come, who is the Lamb of God, the one who takes the sin of the world. So as we're looking at this, this curse that Adam and Eve have brought, the curse of thorns, the curse of death, doesn't disappear, but it does get given to Jesus. He has to die the worst death for all of us so that we don't have to face that death. So it used to be this curse was all about us being thrown away from God. This curse was all about us being not friends with God anymore, not being near the source of life, the source of logic, the source of everything. But now we can be, because Jesus took that curse. He died that cursed death. We don't have to do that anymore. So that's what this is about. Jesus died for the entire world, so we all can be a part of this new creation life, which we're actually going to look at in the next talk. So remember, red ribbon, and I just put a piece of paper and just sellotaped it around the orange. But it's reminding us of something a bit sad, but something happy for us. It is the death of Jesus, but through that death, we can be free. This curse from Adam and Eve can be given away to Jesus. So let's have our craft time, where we're going to just put the ribbon around the orange, and then the next time we're going to have two more readings and our last talk about the sweets, which were all fruit that we're going to put on these sticks.